Hi there. It is Tuesday,
April 23rd,
about 10 minutes to 6 Eastern Standard Time. And I'm going to pick up a little bit more about Teams and then perhaps segue into a different topic at the end, but perhaps not. We'll see. The last blog entry, I was talking a lot about Teams and the fact that very, very little in my life has come close in terms of achieving something with a team and the full sort of team experience when people are able to assess their own strengths and weaknesses at a mature level and accept their roles as such in that particular team or in that particular project, and how I have not had any experience that really came close to what I had in playing my sports in a particularly unique program back home in Michigan. Until I will say I got to Microsoft. And, you know, I'm not going to go into great detail here, but I will tell you that I've been around the block in terms of jobs and so-called career paths and trying. I mean, believe me, I didn't set out purposely to have as many jobs in as many different areas as I have. I haven't. Like, I've been seeking and trying to find something that could fulfill me. So I've been around, and I've never felt a work environment as amazing as the one I was in for the past year in Microsoft. It was the closest thing to ideal that I had ever experienced. And we're talking, you know, I've experienced agriculture, most recently, right? Agriculture, education, both at the higher education level and as a teacher myself, in other nonprofit work, at the a science museum and starting a nonprofit. Health services. I've been in corporate. I started out at PricewaterhouseCoopers. After two internships with them, I was hired, and then I was laid off in 99. And because I was engaged, I didn't focus on my own career. I was trying to play the game. I was trying to be, you know, oh, okay, everybody else in my life is getting married and having kids, and I tried. I wasn't ready. I had no business making that decision. And when I got laid off, I absolutely put my career totally on the back burner in my thought process because of the fact that I was about to get married. And those who know me will know that the situation was such that it probably made it a little bit easier to make that decision, but it wasn't an easy decision. That's when my life became so confusing, and I got lost beyond lost is in 99. And I just didn't have any clue when I got laid off what I wanted to do. At that job, I was surrounded by people of very similar, like we were all at a very similar intellectual level. And again, this is not an elitist thing. I'm not trying to sound or come across as elitist, but part of my struggle in my life, an enormous part, has been being able to relate to people at a very high intellectual level from a very young age. I've just needed a really high level of stimulation for my mind for me to even be enjoying myself. And so PricewaterhouseCoopers absolutely may have been like the Microsoft experience, but I wasn't there long enough to find out before, you know, a bunch of us were laid off. So back to Microsoft, in this particular organization and the team I specifically worked for, I cannot tell you. I had never experienced a work environment like that, anywhere near that. And it contributed greatly and directly to why I had such a fabulous year. I didn't even break into Seattle until my 10th month. And it was such a massive, beautiful adjustment for me that I couldn't even handle the rest of the city. I had so much beauty in my experience at Microsoft. And it was great because, and here, oh man, I'm not even realizing this till I'm speaking right now. I was able to accept my role on the team. And if anybody had asked me, in the way Microsoft is right now, there is no place to utilize my talents, right? Like the job I was hired to do, I could do, I mean, that's what made this whole experience so great. I accepted the role. I accepted that I was in a job that was at an intellectual level, right, which is how we assess people right off the bat when we hear their jobs, that we, you're lying if you say you don't think about that, because you do. And so when you say an admin, and I'm going to tell you, the work of the admin's done in this company, it's the foundation. So the any arrogance, and I didn't experience this at all in my organization, and that's what I'm telling you. I knew I was in a unique organization when we're having lunch with the top guys and nobody's acting as if ego. It was dumbfounding to me, because in all of my experiences, which, by the way, are mostly nonprofit experiences, the most recent experience being as a teacher in the public schools down here in Florida. And you want to talk about the irony in lack of teamwork when you consider that environment versus a corporate environment. So I was weirded out on so many levels in such a great way when I got to Microsoft. I will admit, though, the first 2 months, it was very hard for me to resist, you know, kind of qualifying my role, right? Because I know that on an intellectual level, I was on par with many of those people that I worked with. Many of them. And certainly not all of them. There are some brilliant, genius people. Believe me, I was in a team with techie people. So the level of engineering, physics, and math that goes on in some of those brains far buries me. But I know my own strengths and weaknesses. And I know that I've got a head on my shoulders. And I was stimulated to the core in that environment because I was able to fully accept my role. And why was I able to fully accept my role? Well, here we go. Get ready, because Allison's about to get really real in conversations, and it's always going to be positive. And you may have trouble following, because like I said, I'm letting this come out however it comes out. I'm not planning. But the reason why I was able to fully accept my role after kind of breaking into it and just accepting that there's no way I'm going to explain to people or prove to them that I'm more than an admin, which was my old story. That's my ego self. That's my lack of self-loving. That's my needing external validation. That's everything that I was up until 2 years ago. And 2 years ago, the biggest change that happened in my spiritual awakening was self-love. Finally, self-acceptance and self-love. And that right there, then that changed an entire waterfall of changed beliefs and changed perspectives. One would lead to another, would lead to exponentially how vast my beliefs are right now. What I believe, what I believe is possible, which is pretty much anything. And I believe it to my core. And as I've gotten stronger with that belief, because to some extent you need to fake it till you make it, okay? Old belief patterns, it's not about, you know, it's about replacing old patterns. And in this case, it's thought patterns. So it takes a while. You can't say, I had to say for a while, I believe anything is possible, before I actually really believed it to my core. But as I worked my way through all these different beliefs, my outside world reflected these changed beliefs. And it just got more positive and more positive and more positive. And it happened so fast. And this was due because I had the time. I gifted myself. I busted my ass my entire life. And finally, I realized it doesn't matter if I'm not happy. So I busted ass working 80 hours a week for pretty much 8, 9, 10 years, and was able to do what I did by taking a year off because I had saved enough money. And as a result of that, I finally had the time to address my dark, to address my demons, make peace, or at least leaps and bounds progress towards making peace with that dark. And my entire life has changed. And I knew within months of this, of becoming really conscious of this, and I have been consciously creating my life since. Consciously creating my life. And if you were to read journals of mine, you will see it looks like I'm predicting my own future. And so when in the first clue, and this is going to go over 10 minutes and that's okay, the first clue that this thing with Microsoft was going to be something out of this world for me was that it fell in my lap. It was my first proof, if you will, that if you trust the universe, Trust God, trust source energy, light, whatever you call it, because it is all the same thing. If you trust that truly, and again, you got to fake it till you make it. I just happened to blow through the faking part of it because I had the time. And then all of a sudden, literally the day before I'm leaving Michigan to go back to Florida, to pack up my life in Florida and to drive to Seattle where I had no job lined up. None whatsoever. I was actually planning on working minimum wage. That was how badly my heart and soul is in Seattle. I love that city. I can't wait until I'm able to spend more time there than here, which it's the reverse right now, and that's okay. It's what it's supposed to be right now. But I was drawn out to Seattle. There's no doubt about it. And I didn't have anything lined up. It was the first time in my life that I said, I remember because my mom was getting really, concerned. Don't you want to find a job? Don't you want to find a job? And, I was pursuing teaching, but everything within my being couldn't think of myself back in the formal education arena. It was so limiting. My experience was so, and it wasn't unique to Florida. I had a couple of teacher relationships or friendships that I made with one guy that was in Portland through this amazing YouTube video series he did on global warming. He and I became internet teacher buddies, and he was in Portland or in Oregon. He might have been in Bend. He was in Oregon, and he said, and I was really, harshly kind of criticizing my teaching experience here. He's like, I'm going to tell you, it's not just there. It's pretty much everywhere. And so I felt that I couldn't go back into teaching. Every time I went to look at the Washington requirements, I'm like, there's no way. I'm not going to go work 80 hours a week and get paid $40,000 or $50,000 a year when I see people, I know my gifts, I know my talent, I know and I know my ability to motivate and inspire these kids. I mean, I loved my kids. I felt it. That's where it began. I felt that it was inefficient. It was inefficient. That's the word, because everything comes back down to energy, and it's all about maximizing energy efficiency. And it, all of our energy, our mental, our emotional, our physical, all of our, and our spiritual energy. That's what I'm about. And that's what you're going to get to hear, how I bring a container to that, because I'm not quite sure how that's going to happen yet. So, and I'm going to close out these tangents because I don't want to go too long. So basically the teaching led me to, I couldn't find myself doing that. So I was prepared to just get to Seattle for the first time in my life, follow my heart, get there, and then whatever, if I have to work at Starbucks or Costco or something like that, that's fine. I am putting my life ahead, like my life and concerns for me ahead of everybody else for the first time with that decision to move to Seattle. And instinctively, I just felt, I just want to get there and marvel at what strength that has finally taken for me to do. And lo and behold, what happens? My friend who I had arranged to live with, they made my dream scenario. It's the reason that why the transition was so seamless is I had an open-ended opportunity to stay with my childhood best friend and her beautiful family, and it was amazing. Well, it's her husband, and I knew her husband worked for Microsoft. I knew he had been there previously, and then they came back to Michigan, and I knew that, but I didn't even think about asking him because I automatically assumed there's no job at Microsoft for somebody with my skill set and my desires and where I'm most valuable. There's nothing there for me, right? So that's probably why I didn't think about it. But then the admin, and when he called, I said yes immediately, and I hung up, and it didn't hit until about 18 hours later when I was driving, because it was the night before I left Michigan, and so now my new spiritual knowledge, at this point I had read, probably 45 spiritual books alone, spanning the gamut of every denomination, and I can assimilate, I take in a lot of information, and I can assimilate it, and track it, and relate it. It's something I've been doing naturally my whole life, and it's only recently in the past 2 years that I've begun to use that skill as part of my job, the job that I'm creating, because I have tracked everything in my head in the past 2 years that you can possibly imagine. That's why I know I've got enough stories that I can write. I've got enough material to write my own story, nonfiction, and dozens of fiction books till the day I die. I'm not even exaggerating. And the only reason I haven't started just focusing there is because it's like I'm a kid again. It's like when you gave me a sport, every sport I tried, I freaking loved it. And I just wanted to play all of them all the time. You know, that's what I'm doing in my life right now. I'm figuring out who the hell I am for the first time as an adult. And, you know, I have interests spanning pretty much anything you can name. I mean, there's not much I'm not open to. So this has been exhilarating to begin to figure out who I really am, what I really want my life to be about, because my world is peaceful and happy regularly for the first time ever, and I never dreamed it was possible. And now I've gotten way off tangent, so let me come back. Okay, so I'm going to come back to the way that the Microsoft job fell in my lap. And this friend's husband asked me if I wanted to be his admin. And he was awesome, because right off the bat, he said, I know you're super overqualified for it. I will totally understand, you know, if you don't want to work for... And I was like, are you kidding me? In my new spiritual knowledge, this, I've never believed in coincidences or accidents. This is absolutely not a coincidence or an accident. Yes, I will love that job. Come to find out, it pays $4,000 more a year for quite literally half the amount of work I was doing when I was a teacher. I was working 70 or 80 hours a week, making $39,000 a year. And this job paid that much more, and it was only 40 hours a week, and I loved it because I could do the job pretty much in half the time, but I could, the rest of the time, I felt like it was part of my job to be sort of the morale person on the team. Like, I mean, I love doing it, but then I began to realize, man, this is just feels awesome. I mean, it felt so great to have such a close relationship. Like I could, I don't know, I had time to really talk to people. I had time. We get so wrapped up in our own lives that we never stop. And I took the time for the first period of my life to actually sit with people. And believe me, I still talk a tremendous amount, but I listen. And because I talk so fast, the conversation, we end up getting a lot of things covered generally. And I listen. And so all the different employees from all the different teams, beyond the team I was individually responsible for, I knew husbands' names and kids' names and you know, kids that were looking at colleges and people that were pregnant and just had kids and their kids that played sports and what sports they played. And it was just... With these amazing people, like some of the best people I've met in my life. And they were super heady and intellectual and witty, and they were all over. I mean, every single person in the hallway, everybody that works for the company, admin all the way up, it was just awesome. It was just awesome. And that was the first time that I observed or experienced for myself in a lot of jobs, teamwork that was anywhere near what my athletic experiences were. So I'm going to conclude this pushing 20 minutes here. And again, this is, I'm not going to apologize. I mean, this is, I don't know, maybe one person only listens to this. It's way too, I'm playing around here. I am finally going to stop trying to cater to anybody in particular, because it's been pretty intense. You know, I'm making this whole process even more stressful, and I need to finally sit back and recognize what I've accomplished in 6 months' time. We'll say I've been here almost 8 months, but I broke off on my own and really got focus October 14th. So we are just over 6 weeks. Or 6 months, I'm sorry. And what I've I sent an email to some, to a group in my life, to one of my networks. And it was long, and I know it was long, but it was a group that I wanted it long. I mean, this was summarizing, you know, something, basically the past 2 years of my life. If you can't take 10 minutes to read it, that's cool. You know, I totally understand. But I just, it was my first investment ask. And I'm just getting comfortable with beginning to realize that I've got enough behind me to now, and despite this is not my intent to explain to you what I'm doing. This is simply me getting, again, just beginning to talk more as opposed to write, because that is what my goal is to be on stage. I need to slow down and find, this is not going to be my stage talk. This is me sharing some of my ideas through my experiences and giving anybody that's interested some of the background on all the interconnected things going on through my head. So most people, I'm guessing, aren't going to make it past, you know, 3 or 4 minutes. But if you happen to be still listening at this point, any feedback would be so welcomed. I got done saying, I'm sorry, I bounced around again. I said I wrote this communication, and in this communication, I summarized what my company in just 4.5 months and what I'd say my efforts, beginning when I broke off on my own after coming back to Florida. And yeah, you know, it's not about being arrogant, and this is not about ego, but it is about displaying the confidence that I feel and that I should feel, because I don't think we do that enough. I know I never did. My entire life, I never patted myself on the back. In fact, I was the first one to kick my ass, and I still am. I mean, I'll call bullshit on myself long, long before anybody else does. And that is, because I'm never intentionally trying to hurt someone or to be fake. I have only known genuine. I have only known to be real. And it comes from a pretty naive, innocent reason, and that's for later. But I really, it's the only way I've ever known how to be. And I never intend to hurt somebody. You know, and so if that is done, I it's always unintentional. So this is real. And I know I'm speaking to this, my network right now, before this goes big time, like before this goes public, really public. I mean, I haven't even begun to put any oomph behind this yet. And now money's starting to come in, because now I'm finally beginning to ask. So like I said, what I've done in 6 months with my own money, And the let's just say I'm not afraid here to begin to just continue to let things come out as they come out, and whoever's listening is ready for it. And I will continue to hone in on the message to the masses. But right now, I'm speaking to anybody listening right now is close to my network. So it's my network or extended from, you know, my networks or people connected to them. More than not, of the 2,000 unique people in my website, I would say, I don't know. A high percentage of the people regularly visiting me are intellectual. They're heady. If you want, you're going to be able to follow if you want. You'll hear all the different strings, all the different, the themes, all the different things I'm tracking and how they influence each other and how it all melds together to both inspire me. I mean, it is the process of creating. If you imagine what it would look like to create your own reality, the interaction of what that means. Okay, if it begins with beliefs about your reality, that you have to hold it and feel it like it's real, before it's real, you have to hold it, believe it, feel it in your mind, and your mind doesn't know the difference. So that's exactly how you end up creating it. But then in your real life, the life that everybody else sees, you've got to understand that constantly you are being given signs and messages and almost tests because we're not used to being able to this knowledge of creating our own reality and believing we can have the life of our dreams, whatever that life is. It might be, don't judge anybody else's dream. Everybody thinks they want to be a millionaire. Well, if you think that's your dream, I'm telling you, I think if you ask a lot of people who aim for that first, money is just energy. Money is just energy. If you're chasing that, and that's the only reason, you better do some more soul digging before you go on that journey, because once you get the money, you're still going to be unfulfilled. Okay, so money ain't it's not the solution. Money cannot buy you happiness. Not once you have happy. Money can do a ton. And that is what I am on the fast track for. If it's up to me, I mean, for myself, I'm going to go as fast as I can on that, just because that's what fulfills me more than anything right now. I don't have to. I am completely, like I said, I could sit and focus my efforts all on writing. And I still think I'm going to have a book published in the next couple of months. I think I will have my first book published. So even with all this, that's what's so crazy. I can't believe I've been beating myself up about being my own validation. It's just, it's so crazy when you're the only one that sees what you're pursuing and you're the only one that you can trust. Because if you share it with others, they're going to think you're wacky, right? You're going to think I'm crazy because you don't, what are you talking about? It's like you live in a fantasy world, Allison. Well, that's just it. If I live in my world of the future as if it's already real and that's how I make it, I don't care how it looks to you. If it looks like I'm living a fantasy world, okay. But here's the great part. That for 2 years now, I've been living in my fantasy world and my real world is catching up with my fantasy world. So I do have proof. I have plenty of observable proof. And I'm not out to prove it to you for my sake. I'm out to share this for anybody that cares to listen, because we have the power to do anything. We have the power with our beliefs, our thoughts, our minds, guided by our hearts, guided by love. And the more love you have, and the more love you're living, and the more peace you hold in your heart with your life right now, you have to be at peace with your life and accept everything about your life. And not only accept it, but you have to embrace it and be appreciative and nothing but thankful for it. And when you get, and believe me, that is a long process. Well, you know what? I'm sorry, I'm not going to put the qualifier of the long process. It is work. It is work. That is breaking a lot of old belief patterns, but it's totally doable by anybody if you believe you can. And now, like I said, people, my family that saw me at home 2.5, now almost 3 years ago when my trip started in Michigan, my healing 10 months there, and then how I was on cloud 9 when I left on April 14th, 2011, and now here just over 2 years later, and what my life looks like. You can go ahead and judge how I got here. You can judge that it's, oh, you've got credit card debt and that's how you got here. Yep. Because you know why? Everything in my gut. I took on as much debt as everything in my intuition tells me I'm going to make this next year. And I followed, and I've been doing nothing but honing in my ability to read and follow my own intuition. And I'll tell you what, it has not let me down a single time since I've consciously been doing this. Not a single time. And I get validation and proof of my intuition in all of the craziest, most beautiful ways. And I'll end with this. Last night, it came from an old disc of Northern Exposure. I couldn't believe it. On one episode alone, every single storyline in that episode was, and it didn't take much at all to connect it as validation for what my work is. And I've got a tape recording of me talking about that, that I'm sure maybe someday in the future will be released, because it's crazy. The signs are all over. So I've given you a lot. And I don't even know if I'm going to post this or not. I have to listen to it and see. But it's at 30 minutes, so we're going to stop now. Have a great night. Okay, bye.